This is Charles with the Barbershop Group Podcast, your host. We're going to talk a little bit about relationships and some issues in families that I know may pertain to some of us, maybe not all of us, but it's good to include the language of diversity and just give guys the opportunity to find themselves in someone else's story. You know, guys, often I travel around and have the opportunity to speak to a lot of men, and I ask them, well, how did you learn about relationships? Okay. You know, I think that the question is very pertinent because this is 2018, and for a lot of people, the culture and the dynamic of families has changed. And so when I ask that question, I often get answers like, well, you know, now that I think about it, I learned about relationships from my friends, or I learned about relationships from a movie, or I learned about relationships from TV or music or something like that. And then even now, for a lot of you younger guys, we're hearing things like you're learning about relationships from social media, from memes and different things like that. And if you guys have listened to previous podcasts, you know that I am not a fan of relationship memes. And we won't talk about that today. But I, you know, I think that they just lead to some horrible expectations for us. But at any rate, a lot of us, we don't necessarily learn relationships from our family of origin. And then even those who have learned about relationships from our families of origin, maybe we've not always learned the healthiest things from our families of origin. So we're going to talk about some of that today. And I have a wonderful guest on the show. This is our second marriage and family therapist on the show. I have Zila Lopez. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist and a licensed cosmetologist, guys, helping humans rebuild their spirit. She was guided by her tuition, you know, her clinical training and life experience, and some luck. She currently helps individuals lead happier, healthier lives. Aside from providing mental health services to better the lives of her clients, she enjoys providing coaching services to entrepreneurs and those who are looking to increase their emotional intelligence. And we're going to talk a little bit about emotional intelligence today. She also enjoys comedy, and that's my thing. I'm so glad to hear that. And here's another thing, guys. She enjoys singing in the shower. I'm pretty sure that there are a lot of people out there who enjoy singing in the shower, but they might not admit that they like singing in the shower. And, you know, she likes to enjoy, she enjoys cooking new dishes. So we'll probably get some recipes at some point during the interview as well. So guys, please welcome Zila to the show. Zila, how are you today?
Good. I'm good. Thank you, Charles, for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for responding to our request to be on the show. Our show, though our show is directed at men, and we really want to have the conversation with men. I think it's important, guys, that everybody out there understands that we go to the qualified people for the assistance, and it doesn't matter if it's male or female, it doesn't matter what the ethnic background is and things like that. I know sometimes it helps to have somebody that you can lean on who maybe they share your cultural affinity or your background or your experiences. But then there are sometimes, guys, where you have to go beyond that. And I think that we can't talk about becoming healthier men and have healthier lives without hearing a lot of different perspectives. So, you know, Zila, we thank you for taking time out of your schedule to speak to the guys today. So, Zila, considering your background as a stylist, you know, and as a cosmetologist, I'm sure you've heard some pretty interesting conversations, you know, from men and women. And I'm curious, like, you know, you hear a lot of conversations about relationships, but would the guys ever talk to you?
Absolutely. It was very interesting. I worked as a barber for several years, and I have to say that men are loyal. They will come to you and they will stay with you for their fade, for their cup. And conversation naturally was birthed just from that trust factor. Just as you mentioned earlier, men cannot learn from relationships unless they see role models in their lives and that ability to share. And in being a barber, they would share with me about their wives, about their girlfriends, about maybe even the side piece, whatever it may be, there was that trust factor. So I learned quickly early on that it's that the bond between that person, that, you know, it's going to stay here. That's important.
Yes. I understand. So that you said they came to you about the wives, the girlfriends, and the side pieces, huh?
Yay.
Wow. Okay, guys. So you are hearing it from a therapist. Okay. And you guys, you all know that we're doing stuff like that, man. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, judge you and things like that. This is just an opportunity for you all to think about what we men are experiencing. You know, earlier this week, I mentioned something about President Trump and Stormy Daniels, and I felt like this was a great time for us to be able to talk about fidelity, and that didn't go over so well with some guys, I don't suppose. And I wasn't asking guys to come out and talk about their own issues with infidelity. I'm just saying that I think as a group of men, we do a bad job addressing fidelity and infidelity generally. However, what you just heard from Zealot is that, yeah, guys are going to the barbers and they're talking about side chicks. We know it exists, guys. So that's interesting. But, you know, throughout the history and across many cultures, men and women typically learn the ABCs of relationships from parents, as we talked about. We talked about TV and things like that. The way that we're learning relationships today without those healthy guides and mentors, is that presenting some dangerous challenges to us today?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think that if you don't have a plan, you don't know where you're going, you're going to end up with what just happened.
Yes. Yes.
Various times I feel that we think what is healthy comes from our family of origin or the role models we had in our lives, the people raising us, whether it was your grandma, it was your auntie, it was your mother, it was that close relative to you. You learn from them what's the right thing to do or what is accepted within that culture, within that society, within your family. So if you had someone in your family that stepped out on your mom, on your dad, it's more likely that you'll think that that's healthy for you in the long run.
Got you. Wow. Okay. So let's stay here with this for a minute, because that's got my mind turning. So what about guys who, you know, they grew up seeing the revolving door of men, you know, in relationships with their mothers? Like, what are some of the negative impacts that could have on guys?
Man, the biggest one that stands out is your level of attachment. And interestingly, most people would think it just affects the romantic partners, but not necessarily. When we have a style of attachment, whether it be secure, insecure, ambivalent, and all those different styles, all that they say is the way we interact with other people, the way we trust, the way we say, all right, you know I'm safe within this relationship. It definitely is determined upon our experience since childhood all the way growing up. The biggest negative that pops out to me is a person's ability to attach to another person, whether it be in a business relationship, family, friends, or romantic.
Wow, that's interesting. See, and I hadn't even really given much thought to parental alienation or just seeing a mom and the revolving door of men. I never gave any thought to like what that would do beyond intimate relationships, you know, like, so you're saying that even in work environments, this can create trouble for us.
Yes, it's the trust factor. It's the knowing, like, all right, in this relationship, I need to communicate what it is I need. One of the biggest lessons I learned as working as a barber and now as a licensed therapist is it takes two to cheat. It takes one to do the action, but also the other to not express what is needed within that relationship. And a lot of people, I think when there's infidelity, they like to blame just one way. They like to blame and say, well, you wasn't giving me what I needed, or the contrast, which is you cheated, you lied, you backed, but it goes both ways.
Wow. Okay. And that's, you know, I've heard that. I've, you know, read up on relationships quite a bit. I've got one particular book that I absolutely love. It's called His Needs, Her Needs. And it definitely addresses beyond, hey, you were wrong for cheating, or she was wrong for cheating, or something like that. It actually gets into, well, you know what, let's get behind all of that and see what was lacking. Is it that you did not express a need? Is it that you were not open to the expression of a need? Did you shut down? Were your expectations too high? Did you close off my expectations? There's a lot to it. But, you know, again, kind of revolving around that, let's talk about Me Too, because you just said that, you know, when these guys don't grow up seeing healthy men engage with a healthy mother, it impacts other types of gender relationships. So in the context of Me Too and sexual harassment at work and things like that, you know, Zilan, I've got to say, I know that men have some concerns in thinking that, wow, everybody's been accused and it wasn't me and things like that. But I'm wondering if there is something else that we men can be doing to show support for the Me Too movement and for gender equality, you know, and I guess how can we shift our support for women in healthy relationships without compromising our own self-adopted maleness? I know that may be a lot to throw at you, but could you take a stab at that for me?
Yes, you know, I think you make a great point in the whole not taking away that alphaness, right, from the male, and that's perfectly natural, and it's yummy, actually. The most important thing that men can do to support the Me Too movement or just show their respect for women is coming correct in their own person, being intuitive, being in touch with their own self. It goes back to the golden rule, you know, whether you have a niece, you have a mother, you have a female cousin, you have a daughter, would you want that for them? One of the most profound things that I ever heard in the room as a therapist is, I wouldn't want my daughter dating somebody like me. And that was just because that shows the role model right there. That is insight. Once a person has awareness of what they are doing and if their words match their actions, change will come. It's just like Maya Angelou says, do what you can with what you know. But once you know better, you better do better.
Do better. That's right. That's right.
Do better.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, guys, we definitely need to do better. All of us need to do better. You know, I guess, and I think a lot of us may know that we need to do better, but Zila, I have to speak for men, and I have to speak for some of the women who love men. I think one of the concerns is, well, that sounds all nice and good, but you know, I think a lot of men even have trouble developing that self-awareness or getting in touch with their intuition. You know, I don't think that it's necessarily easy for guys to do. In fact, when I talk to a lot of girlfriends and wives of men, or even if I talk to, you know, men who are gay, whose partners, right, obviously are men, and he's that very masculine type of man, they all have the same complaint. And that is, you know what, this person just checks out on me, you know. So how are we supposed to get guys to check in?
Yes, that's a great point. So now, as a Latina, I think that it's definitely not learned in communities of color. If anything, it's against it. It's, you know, you don't show emotion. You don't say how you feel. It's just alpha, alpha, alpha. That's the culture.
Yes.
The biggest thing that stands out to me in regards to knowing how to build that is get you somebody that you look up to that is doing that already. So I know that sounds like a role model, but it doesn't have to be a person you check in with every week. It could be somebody to look up to, such as our president, Barack Obama, that was in office prior to this president. And you see him and he gives that example of knowing, well, I don't necessarily develop this right away. This is what I did to do it. Looking for resources. What resources do you have available? That is important. Looking for it, that want inside you, that crave to develop your person. The person has to want it.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons, again, guys, as you know, why we created the Barbershop Group in the first place. We don't just do the podcast. We are about providing you with resources. And yeah, some of those resources are books and websites and lectures and stuff. But some of those resources are people. You know, anytime you you hear a therapist or someone on our show and they've said something that really, really connects to your spirit, to your soul, definitely reach out to them. We make their information available to you. But I want you guys to understand that there is help out there. There are people doing the work who can help you make those connections. So Zila, you know, moving along, though women and men may not, you know, admit it, I believe we men suffer from great personal, emotional harm when we engage in infidelity. You know, we're looking at President Trump, we're looking at the Stormy Daniels things, and then we can go to other celebrity people, or we could just maybe reference our own lives or somebody who we know. We know that infidelity is real, okay? It's not just something that's in a movie, and it's definitely not something that celebrities alone engage in. Not too long ago, I was contacted by a man who disclosed that he had had suicidal thoughts as a result of telling his wife about his infidelity, right? Have you had men speak to you regarding like just these loathsome feelings and feelings of depression or suicidal ideation as a result of acknowledging their infidelity?
Yes. Yes, I have.
So it's common.
I can't say if it's common or not, but it's a frequent pattern I hear, regardless of the gender. So even with female and male, but specifically males, it's this coming to Jesus moment, like, all right, taking responsibility. I did this, and now these are the effects. Not necessarily the consequences, but the results and the effects of my choice.
I see. Okay. That's very interesting. I mean, can you shed some light on what experience, you know, like when we're talking about infidelity, we you know, it's like you said, that coming to Jesus moment. Can you talk about the effects of infidelity beyond the potential loss of relationships? So, you know, what are some of these? Let's get into the feelings part, because I like to challenge guys. Yeah, let's get into the feelings part of when I realize, uh-oh, I've been unfaithful. I've ruined some boundaries. Yeah, there's the I may lose the individual in my life, but what are the feelings and the emotions associated with this?
Yeah, there's two things that pop up. You just said, I might lose this other person, right? More dangerous than losing the relationship that you have is losing the relationship with yourself. That is the most dangerous part of infidelity. And what comes up is the understanding of the stages of grief. So as therapists, what we do is we help somebody through the grief process. When there is infidelity, there is grief. And a lot of people don't associate that because you are grieving the loss of that relationship. There has been a death there. The death is of trust.
I see. The death is of trust. And that's really like, it's funny you mentioned that. Because I was speaking with another individual, you know, he was saying he felt like something died. You know, he felt like he had to attend the funeral every day because he had, you know, stepped out on his girlfriend, and he was just like, dude, I just feel like I'm like going to a funeral every day, you know. And I'm like, wow, okay, that's pretty heavy, you know. So yeah. I said, have you talked to somebody about this? And he said, well, you know, I plan on doing it. I plan on doing it, but I don't know if he ever did. Okay. So hopefully I'll get a chance to talk with him again, and maybe he'll hear the podcast and decide, hey, maybe I need to go talk to someone. But I think for a lot of guys, I think that a lot of times when we experience infidelity, we just zoom past all of the emotion. We want our partner to, okay, acknowledge it, but hey, I can fix this really quick, feel better, we can get by it, right? But they don't really connect to their partner's emotional state at that time. And sometimes when men come to me and talk about infidelity, you know, one of the things that I just say to them is, hey, you know what? It may take a while. Like, whatever you do, it may take a while. And don't try to control the other person, because it's partly, you know, duty or infidelity, you are actually trying to control this person and lying to them. And they're just like, whoa, but that's really what we do. And it's unfortunate because, as you said, we really lose the relationship with ourselves. I think that's heavy. You know, and I know that a lot of guys love to tune in and hear people talk about sex, and they definitely love to hear women talk about sex. Duh, right? But, you know, here's a question for you. It's often said that men think with their pants, and, you know, everybody's heard that. And I've met plenty of women who complain about their man wanting too much sex or always thinking about it. You know, often issues arise as a result. But I also hear men saying that either they don't feel comfortable talking openly about sex in their relationships, or if they do talk, they're completely male brutes about it. It seems as though we're missing some key emotional components that'll improve our sex lives. Can you talk to us about the missing components? Does emotional intelligence play a role here at all?
Yes, it sure does. One of the most beautiful tools that I can give to my clients, males, anybody that is just having some challenges in that area, is the book, The Five Love Languages. And this plays a huge part in the language of talking about sex. Because if you don't know your love language, you're not going to know what it is you're needing to fill your own cup inside. Now, when people say men think with their pants, I don't necessarily subscribe to that idea. I think what it is there's a difference in love languages, perhaps between genders or even partners. So there might be one partner that feels loved by expression of, I love you, you're wonderful, I am grateful for you. Versus another partner definitely needs that love shown with affection and physical touch, which could include sex.
Yes. Yeah. And so one is about validation. The other one is about the physical, the language of physical touch. I'm very familiar with the work of Gary Chapman. Guys, yeah. if you have not read any of the books of Gary Chapman on the five love languages, you definitely need to check him out. You can go to the website. You can even take a test right there on the website. In fact, you don't even have to go to a website anymore. Just download the app. And you can find out what your love language is. One of the things, though, that I can't tell you guys out there is once you find out what your love language is, you probably should also find out what your partner's love language is. And, you know, at one point in the book, Gary Chapman talks a little bit about maybe we're not getting a response from our partner because we're trying to communicate our love language to them and treating them the way we want to be treated when maybe their love language is different. Okay. So that's a big deal. That's huge. So I won't get too far off into sex at this moment. You know, guys, we do have a panel of sex therapists that will be on the show later on this month, and you guys will probably enjoy that. I'm sure that everybody will check into it. But you know, I wanted to get a female's perspective on you know, relationships for us guys, because I think that all too often we can get sucked into media, we can get sucked into opinions from unqualified people, and we just wanted to give you the opportunity to hear a little bit from a qualified therapist. So that's why we're doing this today. Zila, you know, we've asked you some of those questions, but you know, I want to go back to your time as a barber, as a stylist, and listening to these guys talk. Because you know, we're called the Barbershop Crew, and our entire premise is based on guys being in a shop, being able to talk about anything under the sun without judgment. Do you think that, like, barbershop cultures are really ripe and good places for men to just get that stuff out? Is that something that you saw happen a lot?
What pops out to me is, as a Latina, there's this saying we have in Spanish that says, tell me the people you hang out with and I'll tell you who you are. So okay. With the culture in the barbershop, it's if they are intuitive with themselves, if they've done the work, if they are leaders in their community and they talk their talk and they walk their walk, Absolutely. It is a ripe environment for growth and honest. However,
I see.
If the people in the barbershop that are coming in and out, or the people providing the services, are not doing the work, or they are not in tune with themselves, they are not authentic, it is not a ripe, no, it is not the right environment. Go get your cut and get out.
Right. Yeah. And I've been in some of those barbershops where, you know, the guys were having some really good conversations. You could tell that people were either solid or they were kind of on a path. They were seeking a better life for themselves. And then I've been in those barbershops where it was like, yeah, no, everybody was just talking about, you know, who they were banging and where they smoking and getting over on this guy and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, also expressing some of those probably what would be considered very toxic masculinist ideas. And it's like, you know what, yeah, not every barbershop is doing it, right? So you've got barbershops that are healthy, and then you've got barbershops that are just like really toxic men's clubs. So that's very interesting. And we at the Barbershop Group, we want to be, we want to foster healthy conversations for men, for all men. Okay. So Zilat, I know you're in California, you've got your office out there. If guys are in the region and they want to reach out to you, how can they contact you?
Thank you for asking. So I definitely have a Facebook page. I have the Gram and I have YouTube. I post videos on how to build relationship with self, but also how to build intuition, emotional intelligence. So it's the same name across the board. It's Vida Therapy, V-I-D-A Therapy, across the board.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Vida Therapy, guys. Okay, yeah. Go ahead with the website.
Yes, the website is www.vidatherapy.co. .co, not .com, .co.
.co, okay. All right. So, guys, you know, we follow her as well on our social media, and, you know, you'll be able to link back to her pages and her website and everything, and, you know, reach out to her. Don't be afraid. Again, we're about providing resources to you all. We want you all to get better. Every one of us faces life challenges, and you all, you know that I talk a lot about not being a man on an island unto yourselves. You don't have to live like that anymore. Okay, so go ahead, man. If you feel like you're waking up, give her a call. If you've got some issues and you need some questions answered, give her a call. Okay, don't be afraid. Zilat, we definitely thank you for joining us today, this early morning. And your information and your insight was very valuable. And I hope that the listeners enjoyed it as well. But we definitely appreciate you coming on.
Yes, okay? Thank you for having me.
In the near future, we will be doing some other retreats, and hopefully we'll get the opportunity to do a men's retreat further out west. You know, once we get we get guys in tune out there and they're ready, so we can go out there and maybe we can have you join us for a session out there with the guys. You know, we can do a little bit of, maybe we do some barbering and just have a chit chat with all the guys there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, guys, again, we hope you enjoyed the show today. Z, thank you for coming on. And, you know, if you all enjoyed what you heard today, you can go to patreon.com, again, at www.patreon.com/thebarbershop, and make a contribution to us today that helps us continue to have fabulous guests on the show and just do a lot to help us out with our humanitarian effort and help men live better, healthier, whole lives. So with that, guys, we hope that you have a good day, and we will talk to you soon.
The Barbershop Group provides safe spaces for men to discuss issues of well-being and mental health. The Barbershop Group also serves as a resource to the community, providing consultations and public speakers through partnerships with attorneys, mental health professionals, family agencies, religious institutions, and other advocates. In the near future, The Barbershop Group seeks to renovate dilapidated residential and commercial properties in urban areas to create respite shelters for displaced men. We will also host mentorship retreats and workshops for young men and adults to foster growth through our Iron Sharpening Iron and our Rebuilding Men programs. In addition, we host a weekly podcast covering issues of mental health, homelessness, financial literacy, education, and leadership. If you would like to be a guest on our show, please email us at info@thebarbershopgroup.org, visit our Facebook page, or call 313-585-9948 for more information.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.